Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Got my driving gloves on. I've got my seat in the proper position. Just checked my mirrors and we're ready to merge into traffic. Here we go with today's drive at 5. 7 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock as Pittsburgh Public Schools is going to court. Wants to force a reassessment of all property in Allegheny County. The lawsuit was filed in County Court of Common Pleas. The district argues the base year system, which has been in place since 2012, is plagued with inequities, and it violates the uniformity clause of the Pennsylvania Constitution. Without any change, the system is, quote, inherently regressive and inequitable in nature, end quote, and shifts tax liability away from properties in areas growing at a faster than average rate to those appreciating at a slower rate or declining in value. Says the lawsuit, the inherent flaws of Pennsylvania's broken assessment system are nationally recognized without any sort of statutory trigger compelling routine countywide reassessments. The task typically falls to the judiciary to order those reassessments. Again, that according to the lawsuit filed today. Lawsuit filed against the county and the executive, Sarah Inamorato, who so far has resisted calls for a reassessment in the midst of plunging commercial property assessment values downtown that have the potential to upend the city's tax base. Now, the statement issued last week, Abigail Gardner, spokesperson for Ms. Inamorato, declined comment on the litigation itself, but she added that the county executive is, quote, gathering data to analyze the implications of countywide reassessment, end quote. Pittsburgh's Edgar Snyder Law Firm is moving from downtown and crossing the river, headed to the North Shore. A well-known firm is joining the movement of those who are leaving downtown. Edgar Snyder's Associates has signed a lease to relocate to the Cascade, which was once the Equitable Resources Building, 225 North Shore Drive near PNC Park. The law and firm will be taking up 21,400 square feet in a six-story waterfront building. It's owned by NAI Burns Scalo Real Estate. In a statement, Rob Fisher, the law firm partner and chief marketing officer, said the location, from the trails to its sports teams to music and art venues, quote, blends perfectly with our firm's values and our deep-rooted commitment to the Pittsburgh community, end quote. Edgar Snyder is the latest company to leave downtown for the neighborhoods, most of them relocating to the fringe of the Golden Triangle or to Oakland, perhaps even the East End. As a matter of fact, this has continued with high-profile exits, including Fragasso Financial Advisors, which recently relocated to Sewickley. And after the latest announcement, it just shows once again that the downtown area is still challenged to hold on to some of its tenant. Norfolk Southern agreeing to pay $600 million in a class action lawsuit settlement. It's related to the fiery train derailment February 2023. The company said in the agreement that if approved by the court, this will resolve all class action claims within a 20-mile radius from the derailment. And for those residents who choose to participate, personal injury claims within a 10-mile radius from the derailment. Norfolk Southern added that individuals and businesses will be able to use the compensation from the settlement in any manner they see fit to address potential adverse impacts from the derailment, which could include health care needs, property restoration, and compensation for any net business loss. Individuals within 10 miles of the derailment may, at their discretion, choose to receive additional compensation for any past, current, or future personal injury from the derailment. Company says the settlement does not include or constitute any admission of liability, wrongdoing, or of fault. City of Pittsburgh appealing the reinstatement of an officer originally fired 2 years ago in connection with the death of a man he tased at least 10 times in less than 5 minutes. A neutral arbitrator ruling that Officer Keith Edmonds should be reinstated to his post with the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police with full back pay, a decision the city's representative in the arbitration process called gross mischaracterization, obfuscation, and abandonment of law, end quote. Rogers died October 14, 2021, after he fell unconscious in the back of a police cruiser. He'd been arrested in Bloomfield. Officer Edmonds was fired March 24, 2022, a decision he appealed through the Fraternal Order of Police, the union representing these city officers. The parents of the Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly, both sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison for involuntary manslaughter. The first parents to ever be charged, then convicted in their child's mass shooting at a U.S. school, have been sentenced 10 to 15 years in prison after facing the victims' families during sentencing and a hearing in a Michigan courtroom. James Crumbly, 47, his wife Jennifer, 46, sentenced one after another by the circuit court judge as they appeared together for the first time since they attended joint hearings before their landmark trials were separated last fall. Their son Ethan, now 17, pleaded guilty as an adult in the 2021 shooting at Oxford High School in suburban Detroit, and he was sentenced to life in prison. The sentencing decision from the judge was in line with what the prosecutors had asked for after both parents were found guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter, one for each of the students killed. Matthews told the Crumblies that the conviction reached by the jurors were, quote, not about poor parenting, end quote, but how they repeatedly ignored warning signs that, quote, a reasonable person, end quote, would have seen. The Powerball jackpot, the fourth largest in history, was claimed in Oregon. $1.3 million claimed in Oregon after a lucky lotto player came forward to grab it. It was sold at a place called the Plaid Pantry, a chain of convenience stores in Oregon. This was in the area of Portland that it was sold. Powerball jackpot, the fourth largest in history, the eighth largest in all U.S. jackpot games, according to the Oregon Lottery. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin saying that the U.S. has seen no evidence that Israel has committed genocide during its military operations against Hamas in Gaza. Said Austin, we don't have any evidence of genocide being created. That was during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing focusing on President Joe Biden's latest budget request. Asked by Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, whether it means Israel is not committing genocide in Gaza, Austin said again, we don't have evidence of that. The assertion comes during a critical point in the Israel-Hamas war, in which many countries, including the U.S., have been critical of the way the Israel Defense Forces are conducting military operations in the Gaza Strip. According to the Hamas-run Gaza Ministry of Health, more than 33,000 people have died. More than 75,000 people have been injured. And finally today, Intel says it's got a new AI chip that will heat things up in its battle with NVIDIA. Intel unveiling its newest artificial intelligence chip called the Gaudi 3 as chip makers rush to produce semiconductors that can train and deploy big AI models such as the one that you hear about with OpenAI and ChatGPT. Intel says this new chip is more than twice as power efficient and can run AI models 1.5 times faster than NVIDIA's H100 GPU. It also comes in different configurations, like a bundle of 8 Gaudi chips on one motherboard or in a card that can slot into existing systems. Intel says it tested the chip on models like Meta's open source Llama and also the Abu Dhabi-backed Falcon. It says the Gaudi 3 can help to train or deploy models, including Stable Diffusion or OpenAI's Whisper model for speech recognition. Intel also says that its chips use less power than NVIDIA's. That is today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories driving headlines.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.